KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with a chance for scattered light rain or sprinkles this morning and a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, Atlantic City Administrator John Lund Wednesday evening received a blessing from the City Council to crack down on property owners who violate the city's minimum maintenance code this spring.
The plan right now is to begin issuing orders to correct violations, and people that are not doing that are going to get municipal infraction citations, and if they refuse to correct problems or pay the citations, we will move forward with the magistrate.
He said from this point forward, Code Enforcement Officer Chris Erickson will work with the City Attorney Mark Bosworth to deal with the habitual offenders, those who have received prior notices and failed to rectify the situation.
Once, by the time a municipal infraction citation has been issued, it becomes a judicial process. It's not administrative, it's not political, and I'm not going to engage people that want to protest or make a scene or complain about the fact that they received a citation because they have a property violation.
Lund says he's been working with Erickson for 3 years and he's not seen one instance where he's questioned her judgment or her compassion when it's reasonable.
I mean, we need to take this seriously. And for people that do feel that they're being treated unfairly by the city, you will get your hearing before the magistrate. If we are being unreasonable, the magistrate will step in and stop us. But I am not going to encourage people to come down here and protest if they're in violation of city code.
And he recommended the council take a similar position. Otherwise, he said, people will try politics and influence to get around the fact that they own property they're not maintaining, and it's an eyesore in this community. He said, if we start carving out exceptions based on that, we're going to end up with inconsistent enforcement, and it will compromise the whole purpose of why we even bother to do this. Attorney Mark Bosworth said the fines for failing to follow the ordinance are $250 for the first offense, $500 for the second offense, and $1,000 for repeat offenses. Though the fines are not paid, he said the city would pursue judgments or liens on the property. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon reports the City of Atlantic will begin weekly testing of outdoor warning sirens beginning tomorrow at noon. Sirens, of course, serve to alert residents to take shelter indoors and seek more information. While the outdoor warning system can be an effective method of notifying those that are outdoors to seek shelter indoors, it's only one part of the comprehensive emergency warning system. To receive emergency information during severe weather or other hazardous events, you should get a NOAA weather radio, sign up for local emergency notifications, and tune into local media reports from radio, television, or social media. Cannon says we are going to discontinue the all-clear siren for Atlantic. So now if you hear an outdoor siren, you will know that it is a warning. If the siren sounds multiple times, additional warnings have been issued or additional hazards have emerged. To report a faulty siren when they go off tomorrow, call 254-1500, or you can email Mike Kennan at mkennan, K-E-N-N-O-N, at cascoiowa.us. In your message, you should include the location of the siren and a description of the issues you believe are occurring. A reminder also, next week, March 26th through the 30th, is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, and the statewide tornado drill will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday on March 28th. Now, to register for the Cass County Emergency Notification System, you can go to the links on the Cass County homepage or the Cass County EMA Facebook page. If you need further assistance, contact Mike Kennan at 243-1500. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman yesterday said Groenewald, Bell, Kine & Company, PCCPAs, have released an audit report on Cass County for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2017. The report shows the county had local tax revenue of nearly $30.1 million for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2017, which included slightly more than $3 million in tax credits from the state. The county forwarded $22.7 million of the local tax revenue to the townships, school districts, cities, and other taxing bodies in Cass County. The county retained nearly $8.2 million of the local tax revenue to finance county operations, which was a 4.8% increase from the prior year. Other revenues included more than $5.37 million from the state, including indirect federal funding amounting to more than $1.5 million, charges for service of more than $358,000, and nearly $238,000 for the use of money and property. Expenditures for county operations totaled $13.7 million, and that was a 4.4% increase from the prior year. Expenses included just under $5.3 million for roads and transportation, nearly $300,000 for mental health, $2.6 million for public safety and legal services, $2.1 million for capital projects, and almost $1.3 million for administrative services. A copy of the Cass County Audit Report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State and the Cass County Auditor's Office. Creston police arrested four people on separate charges Wednesday. Among them was 48-year-old Victor Thatcher of Creston, who was arrested just before 1 a.m. Wednesday at his home for domestic abuse assault by strangulation. Thatcher was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. At around 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, 33-year-old Jared James Wilmoth of Creston was arrested on multiple Union County warrants for probation violation and willful injury. Wilmoth was being held in the Union County Jail on $18,000 bond. Just before noon Wednesday, 21-year-old Paul Albrechtson of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. His bond was set at $300. And at around 3 p.m. yesterday, 23-year-old Blade Fox of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Fox was then released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday 36-year-old Zachary Thomas Watts of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday afternoon following a disturbance at a residence in Council Bluffs that involved his girlfriend. Watts was taken into custody for burglary in the second degree, domestic assault with injury, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. He's accused of causing about $400 damage by kicking in a locked door at a residence on Capella Lane. 19-year-old Cameron Stephen Wilson of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday afternoon after he turned himself in to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation. Wilson was then turned over to corrections staff. That same afternoon, 35-year-old Stacy Lynn Ashley of Council Bluffs turned herself in on a warrant for violation of probation. She was also turned over to corrections staff. And a traffic stop Tuesday evening resulted in the arrest of 30-year-old Giovanni Sarake of Council Bluffs. Sarake was arrested for driving while revoked and on a warrant for the same offense. A Nebraska woman was arrested late Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County after a deputy investigated an accident on Old Lincoln Highway, where the female driver of the vehicle allegedly assaulted a 49-year-old female bystander and 25-year-old Pott County Sheriff's Deputy Michael Hansen. Hansen suffered minor injuries during the incident. And 33-year-old Sherry Ramirez of Bennington, Nebraska, was arrested on OWI second offense charges, assault on a peace officer, simple assault, possession of a controlled substance, and failure to maintain control. After Ramirez was transported to the Pott County Jail, she was found to be in possession of a red bag that contained a suspected 0.5 gram of cocaine. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office yesterday said three men were arrested on assault charges over the past week. On Tuesday, deputies arrested 20-year-old Justin Andrew Dickinson of Harlan on four active warrants from Shelby County District Court. Three of the warrants are for failure to appear in district court, and the fourth warrant was for charges of domestic abuse causing serious injury. Dickinson's total bond was set at $40,000. Last Thursday, Shelby County deputies arrested 36-year-old Werner Esquivel of Harlan on charges of domestic abuse assault with injury. Esquivel was brought to the Shelby County Jail and held without bond pending an initial appearance. He was then seen the following morning and held under a $600 bond, which he posted. But then he was transferred to the custody of the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service, or ICE. Also on March 15th, 59-year-old Randy Lee Sorensen of Irwin was arrested and charged with assault on a peace officer, along with interference with official acts. Sorensen was transferred by Irwin Rescue to Mertu Memorial Hospital, and after being released was transferred to the Shelby County Jail and held under a $3,000 bond. He later posted bond and was released from custody. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.